I'm Kevin Purcell.
I'm Rick Mansfield.
And this is Theotech.
Well, hey there, everybody. This is Kevin with Theotech. And today, our podcast is going to be a little bit different than what we normally do. First of all, I'm flying solo. Rick won't be joining me for this one, and it'll probably become obvious in a little bit as to why. But I recently posted something on my website, and I just kind of wanted to talk about it today and give you a chance to hear about some of the things that I really enjoy using in Logos Bible software. About 6 months ago, Logos released Logos 9. That's an upgrade to their previous package. And to be honest, it was a bit of a minimal release, but there were some interesting new features. And so I wrote an article that I call Logos 9 6 months later. Is it still worth the upgrade cost? And then I also talked about some discounts that Logos is offering as a result of going 6 months. It's kind of like their celebration of the Bible software. And so let's jump right in. I just kind of want to share 6 months later, after using this upgrade for a while, what are some things that I find most interesting about the new features? And really the biggest thing I have to say is that comes with the user interface improvements that they have made. One of those things is, you know, they added some stuff to the toolbar. And if you added a bunch of things, like a lot of different books or some of the layouts or guides that they do, then you just had a big hodgepodge and a mess. If you were on a smaller screen, you had to kind of scroll over to see all of those buttons. And now what Logos has done, first of all, you don't have to scroll anymore. They've got a button at the end of the toolbar. It looks like two down arrows stack. Click on that and it shows you the buttons that are no longer seen on the screen. I like that. It's a lot easier to deal with. That scrolling back and forth, that just never really worked well. But also you can group books, or you can group different things into a folder. And what you do is you drag something to the toolbar. You can drag it from your library or from the tools menu, or the documents menu, and put that in your toolbar. And then when you right click on it, you're going to see a little field called folder. And you click in that field and you enter it a name. For example, I might want to create a folder for all the books that I'm reading. And so I might call it reading. And so once I do that, that book ends up in that folder. Now, I wish that what you could do is drag and drop so that you could drag other books into that folder once it shows up on your toolbar. You can't. You have to right click and add the exact same name. Make sure you type it the exact same way, or you're going to add a second folder. And so, you know, if you got three or four books you want to put in one folder, you just right click each one of those books, put the same name you did for the first one, and there you've got. And then that folder turns into a drop down menu. And so you can see all the books that you're reading there and click on it and find those. Maybe you have a folder that you want to set up for your favorite guides. Maybe you don't use all of them. You just use the passage guide, the exegetical guide, and you can put those in there as well. You can throw documents in it. Maybe you want to put certain notes that you're creating, or sentence diagrams. I use sentence diagrams in Logos. One of the other things they really have touted a lot is what they call their fact book. I kind of think of the fact book as like a Bible encyclopedia on steroids. In fact, it's much more than that, really, because the fact book is what it says. It's a collection of facts. Facts about everything. In the fact book, you can find information about a book of the Bible, or you can find information about places. You know, there's just tons of stuff. There's a feature you can turn on where if you click on a name or a place or a word in the text of your scripture, it'll open up a fact book entry to that item. Now, you could also right-click. If you turned that off, you could just right-click in order to find it. And that's pretty good, too. One of the other new features is they added something called the counseling guide. And so if you're into counseling, you do a lot of counseling, that might be helpful. You can search for topics. Let's say you got a couple in your church that you're really struggling to counsel with them about their marriage. And so you can enter in a search about infidelity or something like that. And it'll come up with resources in your library and things in Logos about that subject. One more feature that they added, the passage guide. You can sort things like Bible commentaries. In that section, you can sort it by maybe the tradition that the person who wrote the Bible commentary or the editor of the commentary series is from. So like you can sort it by Baptist and other things. You could also sort them by the era in which they were published. So if like an ancient commentary or a more recent one. So do you use Logos to write your sermons? They have something called the Sermon Builder, which they've reorganized and fixed and updated, and you can actually write sermons inside it. One of the benefits of this is if you also use Proclaim presentation software, when you write a sermon in Logos, parts of that sermon you can automatically send to Proclaim to create slides over there. And so that might make creating your sermon presentation a little bit quicker. But then they've also featured something called the Sermon Manager. And this is essentially a tool that will help you find a way to organize your preaching calendar. Do you preach from a book of the Bible? Maybe this won't be as useful to you, you know, because you always know the very next passage is going to be the next sermon, but you could still plan it out on a calendar. You can import the lectionary texts and things like that. You can show it as a list or in sort of this radial diagram, looks like a wheel. It'll, you know, automatically enter dates for you and that kind of thing. And so it can be a useful tool as well. Now, honestly, most of these new features, I don't use the fact book a lot. I don't use the sermon manager or builder. I haven't really used the counseling guide much. And that's why I say some of these features are kind of, you know, they're nice. They're good updates. But really, it's the user interface updates that I'm more excited about. Now, one that I don't care about is now you can have dark mode in Logos 9. Don't use it. Don't like dark mode. Don't understand why anybody does. Some people say it saves battery. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't noticed it. So I don't use that. But it could be useful to you if that's what you like. Now, if you use the mobile app, you can now use what's called the preaching mode in the mobile app. So let's say you write your sermons in Logos, and then you go over to the mobile app. You can open up your sermon and preach from it by using the preaching mode. Also, they added the fact book to the mobile app. And that you'll find both of those things, the preaching mode and the fact book, in the menu button on most devices. That's on the bottom right corner. If you're not a user of Logos 9, this is a great time to upgrade. Because as I mentioned, they are offering an update discount where if you buy certain packages, then you can get a 15% discount. Now that could save you as little as, you know, $15, or it could save you as much as $1,600. I did a video over on YouTube. You can also find a link to it in my my review article on kevinpurcell.org. And the article I said how to save $1,600 on Logos 9 plus get 5 free books. And yeah, that's kind of a link baity title. The truth is, you can get that much of a savings if you buy the ultimate collection and the ultimate package. Most people aren't going to do that. And so if you go over to my website, or if you look in the description, the show notes for this podcast, you'll see a link where you can get 15% off and 5 free books. And when you go to follow that link, the top part shows the 5 books. You can choose from 28 different books. You may already own some of them, but you can add 5 new books to that. And that's great. In addition, after you choose those 5 books, then you scroll down and you see the different packages, the standard base packages that they offer. Now, they have the standard ones, which is just generic Logos 9. They also have the base packages based on your tradition. So, for example, Baptist or Seventh-day Adventist. If you're an Orthodox believer, they have the Catholic version, which they call Verbum. There's also ones for academic. And then scroll all the way to the bottom of that page and you'll see Minimalist Update. One of those is free. You don't have to pay even a dime for it. The other one is $100. It's just giving you the new features in Logos 9. And so that's the cheapest or easiest way to get the update. Just full disclosure, if you use the link in the show notes or the one over on my website at kevinpurcell.org, then I do get a little bit of a kickback from Logos, and I'd really appreciate you helping me out by doing that. It helps me pay for the costs of creating all the content that I do on my website, my YouTube page, also this podcast. Hey, It's been Kevin Purcell with Theotech. I've enjoyed sharing this with you. What Bible software do you use? Reach out to me. You can do so by following me on Twitter at K.A. Purcell, or you can go over to our website, kevinpurcell.org or theotech.com. They both go to the same place. And then we're also on Facebook. We've got a page on Facebook, facebook.com/TheotechMedia on Facebook, and you'll find it. Those are a few ways that you can interact with us. Subscribe to this podcast. You can do that by going to Apple or Google or Spotify or many other places. My favorite is Pocket Casts, and you can subscribe, and that way you'll get notification every single time we produce a new version of the Theotech podcast. Rick will be with us next week, but thank you for listening. Thanks for being with me and listening to me talk about the new features in Logos 9 that came out last fall that I'm still excited about. God bless. Goodbye.